Again, good morning. This morning, we've had a couple different reasons to celebrate. With the baptism of Elliot, and even to celebrate the passing of saints. For they have received their reward. And though one causes us mourning, it also should bring us joy. As we look back over the past year and remember those saints God has taken home, but we also have the memory of their life and the great gifts that they've given us. And then we have the opportunity to baptize Elliot and to understand that we too are the children of God. That is our position. We are in His kingdom. The scripture this morning that we are going to look at shows just how important all the past saints are to God and how we too are important to God. How much that we are His children. We will also see that Jesus addresses the law. And how that the law was not necessarily so hard and fast as we might have thought. Because God desires mercy and not sacrifice. That is the thing that He is looking for. And our text comes out of Matthew 12, verses 1 through 12. But in that text, we find out that Jesus is also caring for us. More so than anything else. And He demonstrated that as He went to the cross and was struck down for our sins. And because of this, I can bring you greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, I got a couple things I want to mention before I get into our text. These are side notes, but I think it's important that I mention them. First of all, Tuesday you have the opportunity. God has blessed us in this country to be able to vote and elect our leaders. We as the Church of God have discernment, and I ask you to go out and vote. Make your opinion known. I never get political from this place, and I don't plan to start today. But you have been given a tremendous opportunity and a gift from God in this country. To be able to choose and elect our own leaders. Exercise that right and that ability. Secondly, a lot of you have known I've had very bad shoulder pain in the last 5-6 weeks. It is getting better. But I will also tell you during that time it was a very dark time. Because at one point during that time they had diagnosed me preliminary diagnosis of MS. Praise God, through all your prayers, when they did the brain scan and they handled all those things, it is negative for that. But it was a tough time, and I thank you all for your prayers and your support during that time. It was greatly needed by my wife, myself, and my family. So bless you for that. All right, we will now begin with Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 through 12, and I would ask you to please stand for the hearing of the word, of the gospel even. Reading in Jesus' name. At that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto Him, "Behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." But He said unto them, "Have ye not read what David did when he hungered, that and they with him that were with him, how he entered into the house of God and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priests? Or have ye not read in the law how on the Sabbath day the priests are in the temple, profane the Sabbath, and are blameless? But I say unto you, in that this place there is one greater than the temple. But if ye had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice. Ye would not have condemned the guiltless. For the day, for the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. And when he was departing thence, he went into their synagogue, and behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? That they might accuse him. And he said unto them, What man shall there be among you that have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath, that he not lay hold of it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath. Amen. Please be seated. One of the things that we have to come back to is this Sabbath is one of the commandments. Thou shalt remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Ask the confirmation class. Yep, we learned that. And we have this idea that it's a special day. And it is. But it's not nearly as held in regard today as it was back then. The Sabbath at that time, you could only take a certain amount of steps. You could eat you had to prepare your meals the day before because you could only do so much stuff. And there were just many things that were absolutely forbidden. And so, Jesus is with his disciples and they're walking next to a cornfield or a grain field on the Sabbath. And the disciples are hungry, and so they start to pluck the ears and start to eat them. No big deal. Most of us wouldn't think anything of it. But the lawyers are following Jesus. And I just get this picture in my mind's eye of Jesus and his disciples walking, and a couple of Pharisees or the lawyers of that time following him. What are they going to do next? We want to make sure that we can get them. And this is exactly what seems to happen here, he says, but when the Pharisees saw it, they looked at him and said, look what your disciples are doing. It is not lawful to do it on the Sabbath. So it didn't matter that these men were hungry. It didn't matter to them, well, you can't do that. You can't be working like that. And Jesus really hands it down to them. And he says, have you not read what David did when he was hungry? And those who were with him, how he entered into the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priests? Now this is very interesting because we have to understand the interplay that's going on here. We have Jesus, who is in the line of King David, now bringing up what David has done. David went into the house of God, demanded the loaves that were meant only for the priests, because him and his men were hungry. And they ate it. And God didn't strike him dead. Well, I thought he was supposed to die. This can't be how this works out. We're lawyers. We know this stuff. And yet, God does not do this. And then he goes on to talk about something else. Or have you not read in the law how the Sabbath, the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are guiltless? A lot of people are under the impression that you should never do anything on Sunday. Some people have to work. For many years, I spent Saturday or Sunday at work because that was my job. Now, does that mean then I was guilty of that? I suppose you could in a technical sense, but was God looking to punish me for that? No. And see, this is the problem. We as human beings, we like to bring these things out and then we like to point at other people who are doing them wrong. Look what you did. You didn't handle this right. But what Jesus is doing within this whole deal is he is setting himself up as something much greater than even the Sabbath. When he brings David out, he's setting himself in the line of the king, Israel's greatest king. And now Jesus Christ is claiming that very place. And he says this, he says, I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. The temple was the center of worship for the Jewish people that he's talking to. It is the ultimate, the place where God decided that he would meet his people. It was to be held up in great esteem. And Jesus now sets himself above the temple. And if you had known what this means, I have desired mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. And so there he lets his disciples off the hook. And then he says, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. So he not only takes on the mantle of king of the Jews in bringing up David, he then brings up that he is greater than the temple, that his body, his spirit is much greater. He now sets himself, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. He now sets himself up equal with God. And he is. And see, this is the very hard thing that the Jews had. Because now Jesus Christ, a man, a carpenter's son, has now said that I am God. And all those rules, all those things that you have written down in that code are under me. And I don't desire that sacrifice anymore. I desire mercy. That when you see someone in the midst of sin, in the midst of their struggle, that you would go show them love and you would go show them mercy. Not that you would look to catch them in a sin or catch them in something that's wrong. And that's really what goes on in verse 9. He went on from there and entered the synagogue, and there was a man with a withered hand. And they asked him, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? So that they might accuse him. You see, this is the problem. We're always looking to trip up people. We set up the hypothetical so that people can go, well, yeah, I don't know. And we do things to try to make ourselves look good. That I followed the law. I did what was right. I'm better than you over there. Well, this is what the Pharisees are trying to do to Jesus Christ. And Jesus has no part of that. He's not going to deal with that. Because he goes on to show their hypocrisy. He says, which one of you that has a sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath will not take hold of it and lift it out? Any person that's ever owned an animal knows that you take care of that animal at all times. If it's in trouble, you take care of it. Be it a cat, a dog, a goat, a little fish, all of those things. If it needs something, you take care of it. Because you're in charge. And so what Jesus asks is a very human thing. If you have a sheep and it falls, are you going to just leave it sit there? Because it's the Sabbath? No. What they're doing is they're setting something up that's absolutely silly. Of how much more value is a man than a sheep? You see, this is the part that we have to start to understand. That all human beings have value to God. That each and every person that we run into, each and every day of our lives, has a value to God. We too have that same value. But God was willing to let his son go to the cross so that he would shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Because he loved each and every one of us. That he knew each and every one of us. And when I say no, he knew, I mean no in the sense he knows our innermost being. That stuff that we don't tell anybody or show anybody. He knew the depths of our depravity. And yet, he chose to demonstrate his love for us. Then while we were yet sinners, he sent his Son to die for us. You see, what we see here is God demonstrating mercy to mankind. He does not demand a sacrifice. He shows us just exactly how important that we are. We are more important than anything out there. We are his children. He has put us in that place. Do we understand what that means? As parents, you start to get an understanding. I remember before I had kids, I thought I knew all this stuff and really could understand it. And I did. But the depth on which you understand it is you bring a child in this world and they put him in his arms and you to think, would I sacrifice that child for anybody? Never. But God loves you that much. He was willing to allow his Son to be nailed upon a cross and die so that we would be with him forever. That is one of the most profound things in this world. Who are we that God should love us? And yet, he does. What a victory this is. And so, it is always lawful to do what is good on the Sabbath. Many of us will leave here today and we'll go have dinner. We'll meet with friends and family. And you know what? It is good. It is good to have fellowship around the Word of God and around in the Sabbath. That we would gather together and lift each other up and just enjoy one another's company around Jesus Christ, our Lord. Because it is always good to do what is good on the Sabbath. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Gracious, most loving Heavenly Father, we come before you thanking you that you have called us our children. That, Father, you did not demand that we follow the letter of the law. That rather, Father, you would ask that we would have mercy on those who would break your law. That, Father, we would come alongside them and we would help to lift them up. And that they would know your love. Father, we thank you for the new King that we have, Jesus Christ. For the one who is Lord over the temple and over the Sabbath, your Son. And we thank you, Father, that you have demonstrated your love for us through him in his sacrificial death. And, Father, have given us new life in his resurrection. Father, we are certainly blessed in all of these things. And we thank you for Jesus' namesake. Raise your heads and your hearts and receive the Lord's benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.